Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Winter has arrived. What does the rest of the winter look like? Will it be warmer or cooler than normal? Will the drought continue? And will we have a white Christmas? Let's go in depth with Iowa State climatologist Harry Hilliker.
Well, Harry, it looks like winter's really here.
Yeah, finally, anyway. Kind of slow coming, I suppose you'd say. But we finally had actually several different little systems come through the area over the weekend. The bigger one being, Saturday night, Sunday morning over northern Iowa. But there's actually an initial one that came across the far northern part of the state on Friday. It brought a little bit of snow, especially to northwestern Iowa. And then, of course, the bigger one Saturday night into Sunday, which brought a few inches of snow, nothing particularly heavy. Again, accumulating snow mostly over about the northern half of the state, and maybe just a few flurries mixed in far southern part of Iowa, but certainly much colder weather following that last system that came through.
Well, we had a little bit of rain on Sunday and got colder. No snow. I heard a little bit about a few little showers, little flurries in the northern part of the county, but we didn't get much at all.
Yeah, not much. Say generally south of I-80. In fact, as you go further east in Iowa, over towards the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Quad Cities, the rain snow line is even a little bit further north yet. So generally the far southern parts of the state, not quite cold enough to get any snowfall, and rather close, but a case where the main precipitation event came a little bit before the coldest air had arrived, so mostly seeing just some light rain. And also, I guess, another factor being that the main center of the storm system was well north, as people probably noticed, a lot of snow being reported up and across South Dakota and Minnesota, and Iowa really on the southern fringe of that weather system. As you got in the far southern part of the state, not only not seeing much snow, but really not all that much in the way of rainfall either.
Well, what does the rest of the winter look like for us? Are there any predictions that you can make?
There's not really much to go on, I guess, in that regard. Generally speaking, the winter outlook has gotten to be a bit colder with time. Initially, we thought an El Nino event was developing out in the Pacific Ocean, which normally would bring Iowa a warmer than normal winter. However, as we went through the summer into the fall, development just seemed to have stalled and actually seemed to have gotten reversed here recently. So no longer looking at the El Nino possibly coming our way. And as a result, our outlook has generally gotten cooler with time. So instead of expecting a warmer than normal winter, now it's what we call the equal chances, where it's equally likely to be colder than usual as warmer than normal. But with below normal temperatures being the expectation, basically the far northern portions of the upper Midwest and northwestward towards across Canada and Alaska. And it's basically on the short term kind of where the really cold air is expected to be here in Iowa. Say next week to 10 days, it's generally forecasting somewhat above normal temperatures after you get past this next day or two anyway. And maybe a little bit stormier weather, kind of like the last storm system. Maybe not just purely snowfall, might be rain, snow mix in some areas of the state, just rain, but relatively warmer pattern for this time of year, but also maybe a bit wetter than what we've been seeing for much of this last month or so. That's been quite dry across the state.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about winter weather with Iowa State climatologist Harry Hilliker.
I thought that the El Nino and La Nina events were pretty predictable. I guess not, huh?
Well, it's for the most part not all that predictable as far as knowing when those events are coming, but once they get established, they tend to be around for a while, and that's kind of where the predictability comes from as far as longer range outlooks, is that once you know you've got an El Nino, you can look back at other years where El Nino events occurred and see what, you know, what transpired in the months and seasons out into the future. And there's some pretty strong patterns with that. And the strongest of all is that midwinter in Iowa tends to be quite a bit, very frequently warmer than usual when El Nino is around. And so we were thinking El Nino was on its way. It looked like it was developing, you know, late last spring and into the early summer, and really transitioning pretty rapidly away from La Nina, which we had last winter, but just never quite got established, and now is kind of firmly in what we call neutral territory, where it's neither El Nino or La Nina. And so generally that kind of transition or lack of transition in a way is increasing the odds of a more typical winter for us as far as temperatures go anyway, which would be colder than what was anticipated originally.
We hear a lot about climate scientists saying that we can expect some greater intensity storm events, greater intensity with respect to weather. And we often hear that about tornadoes and hurricanes, etc. Does that mean anything for our winter storms? Are they going to be more intense too?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask in that regard. That's really a pretty controversial aspect, I guess you'd say, of the climate change scenario, so to speak. There's some indications that, yes, indeed, storms, you know, could become stronger. There's some factors that would, a warmer climate would seem to favor that. But at the same time, there's other factors that have negative impact upon storm strength as well. So the overall pattern is not very clear which way things, you know, storms become more intense or less so or stay the same. And we look at hurricanes are probably our best potential indicator, just because they're such large storm systems and very long-lasting, and we have a much better historical database of those types of events. And basically, really not seeing any trends with that. And storms aren't more frequent, they aren't stronger. There are ups and downs, some years much more active than other years, but overall, over the last century or so, you know, no, I guess, longer-term trend as far as hurricane intensity and strength. But that hurricanes, you know, they're different as far as tornadoes, as far as, you know, what kind of conditions you need to have those occur. And so every aspect of severe weather, is each one's a little bit different than the other. So hurricanes would have one set of factors that would favor them being more intense. Tornadoes would have another. Winter storms, yet another. So it's hard to generalize, I guess, between all those.
Well, we really need some rain or some snowfall, something for our crops for this coming summer, don't we?
Yeah, definitely remaining very short as far as moisture goes. This fall season was a bit of a disappointment for most of Iowa. Roughly about the eastern third of the state was at least close to normal for rainfall this fall. But only a relatively small area in the far northeast corner was actually a little bit above normal in fall rainfall. And the autumn months are really very important as far as recharging the soils for moisture for next growing season. And so we had a decent recharge season, say, in the eastern part of the state, but elsewhere quite a bit less than usual rainfall and therefore less soil moisture in the ground than usual. Plus the fact that we came into the fall with less soil moisture in the ground already because of the very hot, dry summer that we had. And so right now, northeastern Iowa is sitting reasonably well. Things are still drier than usual as far as soil moisture up there, but they're the closest to normal at this point. And if we get just fairly decent rainfall next spring, they should be in good shape in that corner of the state. But going over towards northwest Iowa, had a very dry fall up there. Some areas only a little more than 2 inches of rain total for the three fall months. And very dry soils even now. And that part of the state tends to be drier than the rest of Iowa in the winter and spring months as well. So the prospects of having normal soil moisture there by planting time next spring is looking really quite poor.
And how about for southern Iowa?
Yeah, for your part of the state, say south central, central part of Iowa, kind of in between those two extremes I mentioned, chances are, I think, once spring planting comes along, soil moisture will probably be a little bit less than what would be typical for, say, planting season, and but hopefully not too drastically bad. We'll have to kind of wait and see what the spring brings us for precipitation, but the fall, even in that area, a little bit of a disappointment, but at least it wasn't a total disaster as far as a lack of rainfall. We did get probably 6 to 7 inches of rain over the fall months, which should be enough to get us a fair amount of moisture in the ground, but certainly we definitely could use quite a bit more, and chances are we'll get some more during the spring, but may not be quite enough to get us up to the level we'd like to be once planting season rolls around.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about winter weather with Iowa State climatologist Harry Hilliker.
Does it look like this drought is here to stay for a while?
It's looking that way at the moment, particularly in regards to water supply, say river levels, aquifers, that sort of thing. Soil moisture itself can recover pretty quickly as if we finally get a reasonable amount of rainfall. But the other aspects of the water cycles, so to speak, as far as river levels, lake levels, farm ponds, those sorts of things, tend to be much slower to respond once things do turn wetter. Basically, the first thing you've got to do is get the soils saturated again. And once that happens, you can start to get more runoff and going into the rivers and lakes and ponds, and also deeper percolation to get down into the aquifers. And so we're still waiting on the soils to actually get pretty well filled up again with moisture before all those other things can start to improve to any great degree. And so right now, river levels, aquifers, and so forth, generally lower than they were at the same time last year, despite the fact we actually had a wetter fall this year than last year. And it's just an indication of the duration of drought now that we've got a lot of deficit, so to speak, to overcome as far as lack of rainfall. And so chances are we will be dealing with drought issues in 2013. And as far as water supply, quite possibly bigger issues next year than what we had to face this year. Because we went into 2012 with quite a bit of water, really, because we had some very wet years right before 2012. But now we no longer have that benefit with us anymore. It's been dry too long, and therefore all the surplus we had has pretty much been depleted even in the aquifers at this point.
Well, it's hard to believe Iowa having a water shortage. I mean, it's just growing up here. I never thought I'd ever hear of such a thing.
Yeah, it certainly does happen. And although certainly in recent decades, we've had a lot of wet years, and wet years roughly outnumbering the unusually dry years, about 2 to 1 over the last 50 years or so. But if you go further back in time, though, from basically like the mid-1880s all the way through the middle-1950s, dry weather like we've been seeing this year is much, much more common. So what we're seeing now is really somewhat more reminiscent of what had been kind of the prevailing pattern for much of the not quite century before the 1950s, but for quite some period before that had been much drier than what we've been seeing recently. So it is kind of different from what we've been dealing with for recent decades, but kind of returned to what was going on prior to that recent wet period.
Now, I know it's still a couple weeks out. Probably not fair to ask you this, but I'll ask it anyway. Any chance of a white Christmas?
Yeah, certainly a chance anyway. Obviously too far out to know, you know, exact weather pattern that we'd be seeing at that point. There it does, you know, this coming week looks to be rather dry. However, there is a fairly strong storm system expected to come our way early this weekend, Friday night and Saturday. A little too early yet to tell, you know, the exact track that storm is going to take and therefore where the heaviest precipitation will be. Also somewhat questionable if it's going to be rain or snow in Iowa with that, but certainly a potential, though, for some precipitation. And just generally speaking, the weather pattern for the next couple of weeks looks to be a bit more active as far as more storm systems coming through. Not particularly cold for this time of year, but more storm systems coming through the area. And so basically just takes one cold episode with a good storm system to get some snow on the ground. And once we've got that snow, usually it's going to stick around for a while at this this point in the season. So historically, though, say Knoxville, Pella area would be looking at a white Christmas, and by that I mean having an inch or more of snow on the ground Christmas Day about 40% of the time. So it's less than half the time that would usually happen. Obviously, last year we nowhere in the state had a white Christmas, but most areas have had had four consecutive white Christmases right before that. Start with 2007 and all the way through 2010, and a few of those with really a lot of snow on the ground. And typically it's snow cover, you know, remaining from storms that actually occurred prior to Christmas. The odds of actually getting a significant snowfall on Christmas Day is quite low, which is actually quite low any day throughout the winter. It's only maybe one day out of seven that we typically have a measurable snowfall during the winter months. So it's usually a case of if we had called a white Christmas because of snow that occurred prior to Christmas Day but hadn't melted yet.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
Thanks to Harry Hilliker for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.